Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready because we're going deep on this one. Straight into a neighborly nightmare. We've got this letter. Someone sent it to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. You know that one?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
Well, it's fictional, but... The letter, it's real. And it's a total train wreck. It starts as like a normal noisy neighbor thing.
And I hate those.
Right. But then
it just
keeps getting worse and worse and more unsettling.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, this one's going to stick with you. It's one of those what would you do situations.
Well, let's hear it.
So the letter writer, they're really sensitive to noise. Like every day
the
sounds, they said even normal stuff. Just feels amplified to them.
So like hypersensitive.
Exactly.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Living like that.
Yeah. And then add in a dog that barks all the time.
Ugh. I can see where this is going.
It's bad, right?
And it's not just annoying.
It's like a health hazard.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All that noise. It can mess you up.
Stress. Sleep too.
Totally.
You can't ever relax.
What?
And this dog. The letter says it was nonstop.
Like all day.
All day.
Every day.
7 days a week.
No break.
Scratching. Pacing. Barking.
Oh my gosh.
They said it felt like every bark was like an attack.
Yeah.
Right on their skull.
Wow. That's, I can't even imagine.
So you'd think they'd just go crazy.
I mean, I would be tempted.
But they didn't. They actually tried to be understanding. They figured maybe the neighbor worked a lot and the dog was just lonely.
Yeah, that's usually how it is.
You try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Especially with pets.
Exactly. You don't want to be the jerk. Who hates dogs?
Oh, for sure.
So instead of going right to the neighbor, they went to building management.
The logical first step.
They were hoping to, like, work it out peacefully.
Calmly explaining the situation.
All very reasonable.
So did it work?
Well, it did for a bit. Things quieted down. But then, the barking came back. And it was even louder.
Oh, so frustrating.
It's like the dog was mad or something.
Maybe from being crated more.
Could be. They tried everything to block it out. Earplugs, white noise, headphones. Nothing worked.
Sounds awful.
They even started pacing around, like matching the dog's energy.
I can picture it.
It's like they were trapped.
Yeah, with this crazy soundtrack.
So then they tried the note.
The anonymous note?
Yep.
Classic.
Did they say, keep it down or else?
Well, it's actually pretty polite. Just asking. Yeah, to please deal with the noise. Saying it was making it impossible to live there.
Oh, so reasonable.
It backfired.
No.
The barking got even worse.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Like all the time.
Like the neighbor was doing it on purpose.
Seems that way.
What a jerk.
So at this point, they started keeping a log of all the barking. Like times and everything.
Documenting the noise.
Even recording videos.
Really building a case.
Yeah. But then there's this other thing about the neighbor's routine.
Of what's that?
Like clockwork. Every day at 6 p.m., the neighbor would take the dog out for a walk.
A walk?
Yeah, but just a short one.
So the dog was cooped up all day?
Pretty much. The letter writer would watch from their window. The dog was desperate to be out.
Oh, man. Poor dog.
Right. But those walks were so short.
Then back inside.
Yep. So finally, they decided to just talk to the neighbor.
Face to face.
They caught him coming back from one of the walks.
Yeah.
And just asked politely, you know, if he could keep the dog quiet during the day.
Hoping for some understanding.
Maybe compromise.
Makes sense.
But you know what the neighbor said?
What?
He just shrugged and said, dogs bark. They're animals.
Oh, wow.
Like he didn't care at all.
No empathy.
And that dogs bark comment really got to me.
Me too.
It's like he doesn't get it.
Or doesn't care.
And it makes you wonder, what's going on in that apartment?
Is the dog even okay?
Yeah.
That's where things take a turn.
A dark turn.
The letter writer overhears something.
What?
The neighbor talking to his friend. And he mentions animal control.
Animal control.
Yeah. And he says it in a way that makes it seem like animal control was supposed to take the dog away. Ugh. That's bad. Like they were trying to get rid of it.
Wow.
And suddenly it's not about the noise anymore.
Right.
It's about the dog.
Is the dog. Okay.
It's like a whole new level of worry.
And it's not just personal anymore.
Right. Now it's about animal welfare.
Is this dog being abused?
You have to wonder.
It's a moral dilemma.
Totally.
It's not just a neighbor dispute anymore. It's a question of animal cruelty.
Exactly.
So do they say something to the neighbor?
No. They call animal control.
They do?
Yeah, they figured maybe they can help the dog.
Do they show up?
The letter doesn't say.
Oh.
But things don't really change.
Ugh. Still barking.
And the letter writer, they're feeling even more stuck with this awful situation.
Silence. The barking just stops.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's so unsettling.
Because the barking was bad. But at least it was. Like a sign of life.
But silence.
That's just empty.
And scary.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what happened.
Right. What happened to the dog?
Did the neighbor finally do something about it?
Like what?
I don't know.
It's scary to think about.
And then?
Yeah.
But it's a new sound.
Mm.
What?
Like dragging.
Dragging.
Yeah.
Look
like something heavy being dragged across the floor.
Oh, no.
And it's coming from downstairs.
The neighbor's apartment.
Yeah.
This is bad.
I know. It's like a horror movie.
What do they do?
They crack open their door.
To peek.
Yeah. And they see the neighbor.
Oh, God.
Just carrying these huge garbage bags.
Oh, no. I know. That's terrifying.
And the bags, they're lumpy.
Oh, God.
Like, really heavy.
I bet.
And the neighbor, he sees them watching.
Oh, no.
And he smiles.
Smiles.
Yeah. Like, he knows exactly what they're thinking.
Like, he knows what's in the bag.
And he doesn't care.
That they know.
Yeah.
That's
bone chilling.
Bone chilling.
It's the worst.
That's how the letter ends. Just like that.
No explanation.
Yeah, no resolution.
Just that image.
It's like, see, but, he's taunting them.
Yeah. With the silence. And those bags.
So many questions.
Yeah, so many.
What was in those bags?
Right.
Was it even the dog?
Or was the barking just of something even worse?
This is heavy stuff.
It really makes you think.
About our responsibilities.
To each other.
To animals.
Yeah.
And to ourselves.
This isn't just about noisy neighbors anymore.
It's about so much more.
What do we do?
When we see something like this.
When do we speak up?
How do we know?
What's the right thing to do?
It's tough.
But we got to talk about it.
We do.
We got to figure it out.
Together.
Because this silence, it's deafening. That silence, it's like a punch to the gut.
It's so heavy.
Like it's filled with all the things we don't know.
And all the things we're afraid to find out.
Silence is golden, they say.
Not this time.
This silence, it's like a warning.
Yeah, like something bad happened.
What is about to happen.
And it makes you think.
Did the neighbor just get rid of the problem?
Like make it go away.
Yeah.
It's a disturbing thought.
But it's hard not to think about it.
Especially after those garbage bags.
And that smile.
It's like he was saying. Problem solved.
And he didn't care who knew.
It's chilling.
But before the silence, there was the barking.
That constant noise.
Yeah. As annoying as it was.
At least it was something.
A sign of life.
A sign that the dog was still there.
Right. And that barking. It was a problem.
A big problem for the letter writer.
But it was also a symptom.
A symptom of a bigger issue.
The neighbor's complete disregard.
For his neighbors.
For his dog.
Maybe for everything.
It's like he just didn't care.
And that's the scariest part.
Because what happens when someone just doesn't care?
Anything can happen.
And that's why this story, it's so unsettling.
Because it reminds us.
That sometimes people choose the easy way out.
Even if it means hurting others.
Or worse.
And it makes you question.
What can we do about it?
How do we stop it?
Can we even stop it?
I don't know.
But I think this deep dive, it's a good place to start.
Yeah, we need to talk about these things.
We need to be aware.
We need to be ready to act.
Because silence, it can be deadly. It's like that saying, right? See something, say something.
Exactly.
But what if you don't know what you're seeing? Mm-hmm. Like, what if you just have this feeling that something's not right?
It's tough.
You don't want to overreact?
No, you don't want to be that person.
The one who's always calling the cops.
Or animal control.
Right. But you also don't want to ignore it.
What if something really is wrong?
Exactly. That's the dilemma in this story.
Yeah, the letter writer, they were hearing all this noise and it was driving them crazy.
But at least it was something.
Yeah.
A sign that the dog was still there.
Right. Alive.
But then the silence, like everything changed.
It became about something else.
It became about the unknown.
And the fear.
And it makes you think, what could they have done differently?
Should they have confronted the neighbor sooner?
Should they have called animal control earlier?
Maybe.
But it's easy to say that now.
In hindsight.
When we know how the story ends.
Or at least how it seems to end.
Right, because we still don't know for sure.
What happened to the dog?
What was in those bags?
It's like the silence is taunting us.
With all the possibilities.
And it's a reminder.
That sometimes, even when we do everything right.
It's still not enough.
And that's the hardest part.
To accept.
But I think that's also the point of this deep dive.
To remind us.
That we have to keep trying.
Even when it feels hopeless.
We have to keep speaking up.
for ourselves.
For each other.
And for those who can't speak for themselves.
Because even if we can't change the ending,
at least we can try.
At least we can make some noise.
Before the silence takes over.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's been a tough one.
Yeah, the story really gets to you.
But it's an important one.
Because it reminds us that we're not alone.
There are people out there who care.
And there are things we can do.
To make a difference. So if you hear something, see something, or even just feel something, don't be afraid to speak up.
Your voice matters.
And you never know. You might just save a life.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.